Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf Chof Hey, and we're holding in the middle of a sugya. The Gemara asked already yesterday on Chof Dalid Amud Beis, middle of the Amud, whether or not one can be Mala Lekahuna or Mala Liyachsin from the fact that a person was duchening. We all know it means to duchen. If you look halfway down yesterday's Amud Beis, Iboylahu Mahu La'alois Meinesius Kapayim Liyachsin. You have a person who comes into shul already for years, and he's been dichening. And the question is, based on this, can you assume that he is a proper koyin for all dinim? You're wondering, what means for all dinim? What would be the halachic ramifications? So in the times of Chazal, this was very, very important. Not that it's not important today, but at that time it was even more important because that was the time that people ate truma. And Kohanim did avoid it in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore we had to know for sure, is this guy a kohen? Is he not a kohen? So, if he was duchening for years, the question is that enough for you to go and say, yo, he's a kohen, and you don't have to worry about anything. He can do avoida. He can eat truma. And for that matter, you can go and marry your daughter off to this kohen. What would be the shaila otherwise? Why couldn't you marry this daughter off to a kohen? So Rashi, at the end of Chof Hei Amud Beis, the end of today's blot, says, if you don't know the person, you just know that he comes into shul and he duchens, maybe Chas HaShalom, you see Rashi three lines before the end, Lasio Isha, Shema Mamzer Oynesinu, maybe the guy is a Mamzer. So therefore you cannot go and take him as your son-in-law. So the question is, the fact that he duchens in shul, is that enough proof and evidence of the fact that he's a Kohen and therefore nothing to be concerned about?
But if he might be a monster, why would you let him in shul to duchen to begin with?
If he's wearing a big sign saying, I happen to be a confirmed mamzer, we would not allow him to go on dichen. The problem is, he doesn't have such a sign, because he doesn't know how to write. Now the question is, but I do see he goes up each time to the pulpit, to the omer, to go and dichen. Is that enough proof, or not? When a person, for instance, comes into shul and says, people ask him, are you a kohen for an aliyah? I'm a kohen. You ask him to go and bring his pedigree,
no.
And okay, so the person goes to Deacon, you don't ask him any questions. So the question is that, however, enough evidence to go and be Malik? I'm sorry? We had a controversy here that was a separate controversy. That was several years ago. Then it was questioned not only whether he was a kohen, but whether he was Jewish. That's correct. We had at Rabbi Besser's shul, before Rabbi Besser became rabbi, before that the Hothazer was a rabbi, and before him was Rabbi Bernfeld. So my father, Zichron Levracha, always told me the story that we're talking about probably into the 50s or 60s, that is the 1950s, 1960s. There was a person who davened there regularly, and he always got Levi. But he Hayoimi made bar mitzvah for one of his sons, and he called his brother who lived in South America to go and join him for the Simcha. And lo and behold, his brother came for the Simcha. And then it was Shabbos, and the Gabba went over to the brother and he was mechabed him with a lady. So the guy said, you're a lady? I'm not a lady, I'm Yisrael. He says, but your brother is a lady. What's going on? Anyway, after the initial tumult wore off, David, please put yourself on mute. There's a lot of static. David, a lot of static. Thank you. So the story is told, my father told me the story, that after the tumult all died down, the person was a survivor from the war, and he told the story that in his town back in Europe, where he davened, there were very, very few of them, and the person who got Levi on a regular basis was a person who was not one of the first-class citizens. He was a little bit of a low-life, if you will, and this person was very, very jealous. And he says, I'm a chushuv guy, and the whole year goes by, and I get maybe one or two aliyahs besides Simchas Torah, and he gets an aliyah every single week. So he was kind of jealous about the fact that that person got an aliyah and a lady. Good. Anyway, Second World War, he comes here to America. Nobody, of course, knows him. He comes into shul. Erez Alevi. Now his brother came from South America and said, unfortunately not a lady. What do you do with a person like that? So Rabbi Bernfeld, Zichron Levracha, said to the Gabbai, for the next year, only give him halias that both a Yisrael and a Levi can have, meaning either achroin or maftir, because otherwise every time he's going to go up for Ashlishi, or Hamishi, or she, whatever, people say, I remember 3 months ago he got Levi, and therefore it'll be a bizoyan. So therefore, not to be mevaza the yib in public, just for the next year, just given such unigender type of aliyahs. Anyway, I'm just telling you the story, and then after a year, then he said, okay, then just give him regular aliyahs. By that time, things will have settled, it'll already be in the recesses of people's memories, and therefore it won't be such a clear humiliation that people say. So he tried. So it was a nice way of kind of breaking it. So that was the story. We had a story over here in Shul about a year ago. There was a young man that came here to Shul who was a Kohen. However, his father, he himself was about Shul. His father was not religious, and I don't even know if his Zayda was religious. Anyway, he was a single man, and he wanted to go and marry a young lady. But the young lady, unfortunately, was a grusha, was a divorcee. Okay, a kohen is not going to marry a divorcee. What do we do under such circumstances? He went to speak to Reb David Cohen. Reb David Cohen is one of the preeminent poskim today, lives in Brooklyn. And Reb David Cohen said in the name of Ramoshe Zatzal had a psak, that the only way that you have a mesoida, that a person is a kohen, nobody today has a yichus brief to be able to go and show, I'm a kohen. It's just the fact that he was born into a family of Kohanim, where the father duchened and the father got Kohen and all the rest. He said that if the father was not religious, he never came into shul, he never dichened, he never got an aliyah, how do you know that he's just a Kohen? The Masoyah, the chain of Masoyah all the way back from Maharna Kohen to him has now been broken because one family member hasn't participated or practiced Kohuna. So therefore, Moshe says, you lose your status becheskas koyin, and you can be considered a Yisrael. So he gave him a piece of paper saying, I hereby certify and confirm that Mr. Jack Cohen, that wasn't his real name, is a Yisrael for all purposes, signed Reb David Cohen. As a result, now he can go marry the grusha. Fine. Initially he was pleased. Fortunately, a couple weeks later, he broke up with the young lady. So therefore, number one, he didn't have the grusha, and now he doesn't get the kuna, so he felt kind of Kareach Mikan be Kareach Mikan. Anyway, all of that is the introduction to today's shir that talks about the fact that just you go and dichen, that doesn't mean necessarily you're a kohen. You have a zok to
him? Yeah, Reb David Cohen himself is not a kohen.
That I'm not so sure. You could be. I think you're right. I think you're right. Yes.
I have another story.
Another story.
Somebody
yes.
Wanted to marry.
Please.
So they were, and I heard it in my own ears, was we were a rabbi. And these guys were a whole bunch of guys, single guys, having lunch. And he says, oh, talking about girls, so he says, I found the right woman I want to marry. He was a Cohen. He says, I'm a Cohen. He says, I have a problem. He says, she's married.
Ah, oh, that's a real problem.
That's a problem. So the rabbi said, kill the husband.
Chas v'shalom. Good. Anyway, I wouldn't take that person as a rabbi, but we'll get back.
We had a good time.
You don't have to worry about the coin, you have to worry about the rabbi now. Okay, so all this is very exciting, but getting back to the Gemara Shaila. The Shaila was, just because you see a person dichens, can you automatically assume to be malin l'kahuna, malin l'truma, etc., etc.? So the Gemara brought a couple of rais, he and the hair, and then the final raya that the Gemara brought yesterday was the Sanya. We'll just quickly go through the language of the Gemara. It's about three quarters down the Amud. But the Gemara begins, Mai, what are you telling? Amud, hey, I know Masisi Adana. Rava said, I have a braisa on this halacha. The Sanya, Rabbi Yossi Oimer. Right, everybody has a Rabbi Yossi Oimer? About 12 lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yossi says, Gedoyel Chazaka. Chazaka is very great. Shenema. And now he brings a series of psukim. So the Gemara looks like it's one long pasuk. It's really three psukim back to back in Ezra. And this is talking about when Ezra and Nehemiah went up to Eretz Yisrael. Unfortunately, not the masses of Klal Yisrael went along. Only 40,000 people. Well, 40,000 people is a lot of people. But not compared to the hundreds of thousands of people that stayed behind. And now the Gemara tells us about the sorry situation of Yiddishkeit at that time. We're talking about 70 years after the Churban Beis Hamikdash HaRishon. We're getting now to going to Eretz Yisrael for the second Beis Hamikdash. So Ezra looked around among the Kahanim. Umenei HaKahanim, B'nei Chaviyah, B'nei HaKoitz, B'nei Barzilai, HaShalokach, B'nei Noiz, Barzilai HaGilodi, Isha, Ba'ikra Al-Shemam, That he checked around among the Kahanim, among the family of Chaviah, of Koitz, of Barzillai. How did they get the name Barzillai? Because some of those Kahanim, Neha Kahanim, some of those Kahanim went and married women from Barzillai HaGiladi. Barzillai HaGiladi was not Jewish. And so therefore the children of this marriage, unfortunately, either were Goyim, or if it was Jewish women to the menfolk, then the children would be Chalolim. Anyway, bottom line is, Shtei Tochto on the Pasuk, that we asked them for the Ksav Yichus, they weren't able to show it, because unfortunately it had assimilated, many had assimilated into marriage. And therefore they were rejected from Kahuna, in the sense that we won't allow you to go and do Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Vayoyma HaTirshasa. HaTirshasa is a reference to Nehemiah. What did Nehemiah say? HaTirshasa Lehem Asher LeYoichu MiKodesh HaKadoshim. Because these Kehanim, unfortunately, are part of this assimilated group, we don't really know if they're bona fide Kehanim or not. We won't allow them to eat from Kodesh Kadoshim Ad Amud Koyin Amud Koyin LaUrim V'Tum, until the Koyin will once again wear the Urim V'Tum. As we know, the only one that wears the Urim V'Tumim is the Kohen Gadol. As we know from Masechtas Yuma, there were five things missing in the second base of Migdosh. One of them was the Urim V'Tumim. And therefore, says Rashi, the expression Aramoid Kohen, the Urim V'Tumim, is an expression like we use at the time of Rashi, and as we use today, that Mashiach will come. When Mashiach will come, that's when we will know whether or not you are able to do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Until then, it remains clouded in mystery. So this is a euphemistic expression. Until Mashiach comes, you guys cannot eat Kodesh Kodoshim, you can't do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Om Lehem, however, Hari Atem Mechaz Kaschem, you still remain in your Chazaka, Legabi, what? Meha Yisam Oichlem Begoyla, in what you ate when you were in Golas, meaning in Bavel. What did you eat in Bavel? The Kodshi Hagvul. Kodshi Hagvul means you ate Truma. Now, even though Truma happens to be only a Chiv in Eretz Yisrael, but because the masses of all the Eretz Yisrael Eden went into Babel, so during that 70-year period, they didn't want people to forget about the Indian of Truma Samaisris, and the Chazal with Goizer at that time continued giving Truma to the Kehanim and Maisr to the Leviim, etc., etc. So therefore, says HaTirshasa, which again is a name for Nehemiah, he said that although you cannot eat from the Kodesh Kadoshim, but continue your chazaka that you had until now of eating from Kodesh Yagvol, which means from Truma, as well as adds Rashi, and continue dichening. If you were dichening until now, continue dichening. You won't do the avoid the base Mikdash. You won't eat Kodesh Kadoshim. However, continue what you've been doing until now. That a person who's doing dichening, that after that you can be malim liyachsin, meaning that you can assume that he's a bona fide koyin for purposes of marriage. Hani kim the parsi yadayu. If Nehemiah is saying yes, you can continue dichening, then in years to come, people say, "Oh, I remember he's been dichening in shul for the last 25 years. Avada, his children are all, you know, kosher kahanim. You don't have to ask any questions. He's a koyin shul, yuchas, blah blah blah." So you have this very problem. So since Nehemiah allowed them to be poydus yadayim, in other words, to continue dichening, is lechayra arai that ain malin menesias kapayim liyachsin, and therefore Nehemiah said, "I'm not worried. Yeah, continue dichening, because anyway, that is not proof positive. That's not evidence for purposes of yichus." So tomorrow, no, you have no right. Could be that regularly today you see a coin that's dichen and you assume he's a coin and fine, his children are kahanim, they're kosher for yichus. You can assume they're kahanim. But shani hoch, in that case, reyachas kayu. What means reyachas kayu? By the fact that they only are dichening, but we don't allow them to go and eat from kodesh kodeshim or do avoid in the base of mikdash, automatically people say, but, and that but tells them that you cannot automatically be malahim liyachsim. It says, "You're being a riot." You like temahachi. Yesterday we had a machloikis between whether or not the fact that a kohen eats truma, whether that is automatically sufficient evidence to say that he is miyuchas as a koyim, kiven the achli b'truma osil asher kinu. So the fact that we continue to allow him to eat truma, because remember the Gemara said that you can continue eating b'kodshei hagvul, keep on eating truma. No, if you're malami truma liach, so people will say, oh, he must be 100% koyim. So why aren't you concerned about that? Ela mishum reichaska, you're not concerned because of the fact that his chazaka has been undermined by the fact that you don't allow him to go and eat meat from the kodesh kodeshim in the base of Mikdash. Okay, Freiti Moriyetz ve'elamai gedoy lechazaka. Remember, we started off this brayse in the Sanya Rabbi Yosi Omer gedoy lechazaka. Chazaka is great. In which respect is it great? Zokti Yomara meikora achol betrumah derabanan hashachol betrumah diaraisa. What's great about it is that until now, when they were in Bavel, they ate truma midrabanan, because Bavel, of course, is outside of Eretz Yisrael, and all of their truma is drabanandik. Because of the fact that now we're all coming back to Eretz Yisrael, Ezra and Nehemiah, and the masses that went with him, including these kehanim, since they ate until truma until now, Nehemiah said to them, Rabbi Yisai, they can continue eating truma even here in Eretz Yisrael, even though we're going from truma drabanan to truma diaraisa, and that was the expression of Rabbi Yosi, gedoy lechazaka. Even when they come to Eretz Yisrael, we'll only allow them to eat from Truma Derabban. Because even in Eretz Yisrael, depending on what you're talking about in terms of the produce, the fruit, the vegetables, not everything is Truma Deraisa. Even in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, the only halacha of Truma Deraisa is Dogon Tiroish V'Yitzhar. Dogon means Grain. What means grain? That could be any one of the five grains, such as chita, saora, kusemes, shipain, and shiboy leshua, which are the wheat and the barley and the oats and the
flax.
Not flax. They have nowadays that they give for the people.
Spelt.
Spelt. And one more. So those five are. Oats is included, and spelt is included, and wheat, and barley, etc. Good. Anyway, all of those are mechuyev truma min hatoyre. That's dogan. Tiroish is from the grape wine family. Grapes and wine, min hatoyre. Yitzhar is from the olive oil family. Those are min hatoyre. However, when you're talking about even figs and dates, which are from the Shiva Saminim Shinishtabchu Ben Eretz Yisrael. And certainly if you're talking about oranges and apples and all other things, and certainly when you're talking about all vegetables, potatoes and carrots and squash and all those other great things, the truma is only Dira Bonon. And therefore, says Yomar, according to this Iboyis Eima, even though until now they ate, not even though, just like until now they ate truma Rabbanan in Chutzlot, where everything is Rabbanan, in Eretz Yisrael, they did not allow them to go and eat Truma D'Araisa. However, they did allow them to continue eating Truma D'Rabbanan. So now the question is, so what is this Gedoy L'Chazok? So V'yibay Yisei Mahashe Nami B'Truma D'Rabbanan Achol B'Truma D'Araisa Lo'yachon. No change. V'chi Maskina B'Truma L'Yachson B'Truma D'Araisa B'Truma D'Rabbanan Lo'y Maskina. You're concerned that perhaps by the fact that they're eating Truma, they're going to be Mal L'Yachson. And yesterday we had a Mandiyoma that said, no, just because of the fact that a person eats truma, that one man the other holds that the fact that you eat truma, that's enough evidence that you're a koyen miyuchas and allow them to do whatever, to go marry with them and to do avoid the mesimidish and the rest. So when do we have this concern? That evidence of eating truma is enough of a stepping stone, enough of evidence to show that you are miyuchas, that you're a koyen. That's true with your eyes. There's no such concern. So, what was this gedoy lechazaka that Rabbi Yosi started off with at the beginning of the brisa? The avagav the ikal migzam mishum truma diraisa loigos rinon. The problem is, until now they were in Bavel, they ate truma derabanan. They come to Eretz Yisrael, we allow them to continue eating truma derabanan, meaning the apples and the oranges and the dates and the figs and the vegetables. However, people say, oh, it's Chakoyin, he's eating truma. They'll give him even truma from their wheat and their barley and from their wine and from their olives, etc. No. Kedoy lechazaka, that we're not goyzer, we allow them to eat the truma derabanan. We're not concerned that they might come to eat truma deraisa. Frank Timor, but truma deraisa, loyachol. we're not going to allow them to eat from the rice box if, remember the pasuk that we quoted on the Amud Beis, that Hatir Shosa, that's Nechemiah said, Asher lo yoichli mikodesh ha-kodashim, it's a chmashim mikodesh ha-kodashim, hu delo yachol. They couldn't eat from the carbon chatos, they couldn't eat from the carbon asham, and so on. But truma de raisa they can eat. Otherwise, you would have said you can't even eat from truma. But tomorrow, hachi ka'amar, loy b'miti ikra koydish, dechsev lechazar liyachol koydish, loy b'miti ikra koydishim, dechsev laskoyim kisil yizar, he besubas hakodishim loy soichem. What the Gemara is telling us is that although on the surface, the words koydish kadoshim means kachi kudishim, like the chatas and like the asham, etc., that's not the pshat in the pasuk, but rather, koydish is referring to one form of kedusha, kachim is referring to another form. The koydish is referring to truma. How do I know? Because it says in the pasuk, cholzar lo yoichal koydish. Now, where does it say that this is talking about truma? So Rashi says, because the immediate psukim that precede this pasuk, cholzar lo yoichal koydish, it says in the pasuk, uvo hashemesh v'toher, that if you have a kohen that became tamei, what does he have to do? He has to go and toivel in the mikvah, and then you wait until uvo hashemesh, until it's nightfall, and then you're allowed to go and eat from the kodesh, mean allowed to eat from the truma. And that, of course, is the very first mishnah in Shas in Masechtas Brachos, where the Gemara mishnah begins me'emasai kohenish ma be'arvin. When can you start reading Kriya Shema at night? When the Kohanim come in to go and eat their truma. Why didn't the Kohen eat until now? He couldn't, because he was Tamei. He went to the mikvah. You have to wait until Erev Shemesh. After Erev Shemesh, they're able to go and eat their truma. Ah, so the pasuk right before that is talking about truma. So now when the pasuk continues on, we're talking about truma, and therefore what the pasuk is telling us is Hatir Shosa, which again is, Nechemiah said, no, they cannot eat truma d'oraisa. And they also can't eat kachim. What is the kachim? Not talking about kachim kodeshim. We're talking about kachim kalim. Which kachim kalim do the kehanim eat? They eat the chozev v'shoik from every carbon shlomim and every carbon toidim. How do I know? The Chassidus in the pasuk. Uvaskoyin kisil yezar. If you have a baskoyin who marries a zar, zar over here does not mean a goy. Here it means a Yisrael or a Levi who's not allowed to go and eat truma. So when she becomes his wife, Kisil Yizar, he misruma sakodeshim lo yisoichel. She cannot eat from truma sakodeshim. This is a funny lashon. What's truma sakodeshim? V'yomamar, the muram min hakodeshim. The word truma means the tithe that you remove from the kodeshim. What tithe do you remove from kodeshim? That's a chozev v'shoik. For instance, if you talk about kodesh kodeshim, they kahanim are the only ones that are allowed to eat the basar of the chatas or the basar of the asham. But here you're talking about a carbon kachim kalim, like a shlomim. No, shlomim is allowed to be eaten by all Jews alike, with the exception of the chaz v'shoik, which is muram, that's removed, that's a tithe that you give to the kahanim. Ah, so therefore, what Nechemiah told them is, not only can't you eat from kodesh kodeshim, but you can't go and eat from truma, d'oraisa, and you cannot go and eat from kachim kalim like the chozev v'shoik. So that's the end of the shtickel. Again, we are faced with our shaila. What's the din? Can you be mala me nisias kapayim liyachsin? We thought we had a nice raya from this whole discussion with Nechemiah, and the Gemara said, "No, I have no raya, because even though there they allowed the kahanim to continue to dichen." Oi, aren't we nervous about the fact that they're going to be mal yachsin? Shemar, no, you don't have to be nervous, because since we undermined their status of a koyin by not allowing them to eat truma d'oraisa and having the chaz v'shoik and not in kachi kudishim, the mela people will know you want to go and marry this, you allow this koyin to go and marry into your family, do your due diligence. Go and ask by the rabbanim, make sure that he can find some sort of ksav yichas. Do something, otherwise you don't automatically assume that he's a kohen.
So they were duchening in the Beit HaMikdash, but they were careful.
Not only did they duchening even in Bavel, because he said just like they dichened until now, they can continue dichening today.
Well, they came back, they duchening.
They continue duchening.
Even so, what we said to them, we limit.
Don't allow them to do the avoid and not to eat any of the types, such as Truma or Kachim, etc. Toshima. So let's try to bring Vayit to Raya. Can you be Mala, Menesias Kapayim, Liyachsin? I have a Brisa. Chazok le Kohuna, Nesias Kapayim, Bebovel. Vachi le Skala, Besuria. Vachilik Matona is Bekrachim. Depending where you live, those will be the signs or rayas or evidence whether the person is a kohen or not. Chazak lekuna nesis kapayim bebavel. If you live in Bavel, where they didn't have truma d'araisa, they did, however, dichening. Oh, the fact that we see that this individual dichens is a simon that he is a kohen. Now, the Gemara doesn't use the expression being male lekuna or male liyachsin. It just simply says chazak lekuna. What are the halachic ramifications? The Gemara is going to discuss in another two lines. But in the meantime, the fact you see that he dichens in Bavel, sim that he's a kohen. V'achilas chala besuria, the fact that he eats chala. Chala doesn't mean like we eat chala on Shabbos. Chala, of course, is when the women go and bake more than 5 pounds of flour, then they are mafresh chala. Today, since we don't know where the kahanim are, we burn it. However, in the good old days, you had to go and give that to a kohen. That's one of the matnois kahuna. Suria is a very controversial place. Suria, if you want to look at the Rashi, you have to go beyond our Gemara down about 10 lines in the Rashi, a little bit further down. It's right in this Gemara, it's next to where it says Moisef Toises. V'achid es chala besuria. Hi aram tsoiva, shekib she David, v'chibra li Eretz Yisrael. This was an area which was not within the biblical Eretz Yisrael, it was beyond the border, but David HaMelech decided to go and expand the Gvulei Eretz Yisrael, and he was Koivish Aram Tzoiva, and he added it as an annex to Eretz Yisrael. Now there's a big machloik, since David HaMelech did this on his own, whether this is what we call Kibish Yochid, is Kibish Yochid Shmei Kibish, or Lav Shmei Kibish? In other words, does it now get the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael just because you added it or not? Says Rashi, because over Haitana Kibish Yochid Shmei Kibish, and therefore it's now bonafide Eretz Yisrael. The Chalosa Utrumasa D'Araisas, even though it wasn't mentioned in yesterday's Parsha when we were talking about the Gvulei Eretz Yisrael in Parsha's Maseh, but nevertheless Kibish Yochid Shmei Kibish, and now the Chalosa it's Chala and it's Truma Arminha Toyim. The Kasoka Daitach says Rashi Tana Chala Udin L'Truma. So getting back to the Lashon HaBraisa, Chazok Lekun is the Sias Kapayim in Bavel, and in Suria, this Aram Tzoyva outside of the biblical Eretz Yisrael, which was added by David HaMelech, if people are eating their Chala, it's a simon that he's a Kohen. And parenthetically, says Rashi, not only Chala, the same thing, L'Choyra applies to, if they're eating Truma, is a simon that he's a Chazok, that he's a Kohen. We'll see that's not so simple in another moment. V'chilik Maton is Bekrachim. Krachim means outside of Eretz Yisrael, where they are giving out matonis. Now these matonis don't mean shlachmonis. These matonis are referring to the three parts of every chulin animal that you're supposed to give to the kohen. What are those three parts? Zeroya lechayayim v'hakeva. I never heard anything about that. Today we're not nohei to give the zeroya lechayayim v'hakeva. In Masech the Mitzvah, we get to Kodshim, the Gemara is going to discuss why that is the case. But lemaisa, in the times of Chazal, in the times of Beis Hamikdash, they did give the matanis any time that you shechted another animal, whether it was a cow, whether it was a sheep, whatever, a goat, shechted it, you had to go give the zeroya, chayayim v'keva, to the kohen. So the fact that they give these matanis to Rabbi Cohen, Mr. Cohen, is a simon, that's a chazok, that he's a kohen. That's the end of the price. Ketani mi is the Sias Kapayim. We send the Sias Kapayim. Chazok alikuna. My love, what are the halachic ramifications of this price? That if he dichened in Bavel, that's a chazok and he's a koyet. My lovely yoksit. No. The truma. The fact that he dichens, you're allowed to give him truma to go and eat. Freyti mor vadumin de achilas chala ketani. Ma achilas chala li yoksit after Sias Kapayim li yoksit. Let's continue on the next case in the price. Ma achilas chala besuria. That's chazok lekuhuna. What means chazok lekuhuna? That you're allowed to go lechoira and be malim and assume that he is a kohen miyuchas. For what purposes? For marriage. No, that's not what we meant. What we really meant is for eating truma. What do you mean for eating truma? He's been eating truma all along. Because when we said vachilas chala, doesn't that include truma as well? When we use the term chala, we mean chala, truma. all of those things that Kahanim eat. So, what are you telling me that it's chazak al-kud? If he eats chali, he eats truman. Of course, I mean, that's, you know, haynu hach, isn't it the same thing? Zoktibor, no. Achilas chale gufa l'truma. When it says over here in this braisa that we are chazak al-kuhuna, achilas chale l'truma, that means that the fact that he eats chale will allow us to permit him to eat truma. Why not? It says, I'll tell you why. Because kasabar chale b'zman hazeh is rabban. The challah that when you say man is man, we don't mean today. I mean the time of the Gemara. That was challah rabban. Even though the Torah says that if you go and bake enough flour into bread, into challah, into matzah, etc., you have to go and give challah. But the challah that's in the times of the Torah. Today it's rabban. Why is it rabban? We'll see in the bottom of the Yomid what the swara, what the mokar will be. Utruma is the araisa. Truma, however, at that time was menatayr. And therefore, what the Gemara is telling us is in this price is that if you see a person in Syria eating challah, is the chasimun that he's eating challah drabbanan, that's enough to consider him to be a kohen, that you're allowed to feed him also truma d'oraisa. Umaskinan mi-challah drabbanan truma d'oraisa. Ah, that being the case, when it says in the beginning of the braisa, chazak lekuna nesias kapayim, it doesn't mean nesias kapayim legabi yochsin, which is our shaila, whether you consider a koyin miyuchas. No, it's just enough that you can go, so on dichin, and you can go and give him truma, the araisa, to go and eat. Now, where did we find this, that chal is drabbanan and truma is the araisa? Ukida apach lehu Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua l'rabban. The way Rav Huna bereid Yeshua turned things upside down, he reversed it, because we'll see in Mi'at Hashem towards the bottom of the Amid, in another 20 lines or so, that the Rabbanan held just the opposite, that Chalab is Manazeh is the Oiraisa, and Truma is the Rabbanan. Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua said, no, I'm afraid it's the other way around, that Chal is the Rabbanan, and Truma is the Oiraisa. We'll see that a little bit further. That's why he says, K'd'aplechu, that Rav Huna reversed it. We'll see shortly. Toshiba, again, let's try to bring a raya to our shaila. We asked the shaila already yesterday. What's the din? A kohen who dichens? Can you assume that he is a kohen lechol advarim and assume he's a kohen for marriage purposes, etc.? Toshiba, chazok alekuna nesias kapayim vechilik gronis in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, if you see a kohen who's dichening, or chilik gronis that he gets truma at the goren, meaning at the threshing floor after they process all the tvua. The kohen comes and they give him truma. So you see that he gets chilek goronis, he's getting truma. Also, he sees kapayim, he sees dichening. In Eretz Yisrael, that is chazaka lekuna. Again, we don't know what means chazaka lekuna. Same type of vague expression that the previous price gave. Ubechol makay shishluchei roish chodesh magia nesis kapayim raya. I left that a word. In Syria, which we spoke about before, and that means in the times of the Beis Hamikdash and shortly thereafter, even after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, still for a period of time, the Bezdin HaGadol would go and tell us when the new Rosh Chodesh is, and they would send out shluchim all over to go and inform them when did the Bezdin say Mekudesh HaChodesh. Then, you know, later years, because of the Karoim and Shemroinim, the guys of Meitzuris, then they started doing them fires on top of the... Well, fires were first, and then after that they sent the Shluchim. Yeah, thank you. Anyway, B'chol Mok Sheshluchim Rish Chodesh Magin, as far as those Shluchim got, which was typically to Bavel, the Sea is Kapayim Raya, then Dichening is a Raya. Avalei Chilikaronis. Chilikaronis was not a Raya. The fact that they gave him Truma was not a Raya, presumably because in those places it was Rabbanan and not the Araisa. In Bavel has the same din like Surya. So just like Surya, what we're saying is Dichanan is a Raya, eating Truma is not a Raya. In Eretz Yisrael, both are Raya, both Dichanan and Chilikron is a Raya. Even Alexandria, Purishoina in the good old days, many years ago, they should bezin kavuim sham, because there was a bezin kavua. What does bezin kavua have to do with anything? So Rashi says that since they had a bezin kavua, not anybody would just go up to dichen. In other words, it comes dichening on Frost Ashkenazim on Yontif, and for the Sfardim, they dichen every single day. Who allows people to go up? Just anybody who wants to go up, he can go and put on a talis and go and start dichening. So there was a special bezin for these purposes, and they were the ones that sanctioned or certified, confirmed, or the person happens to be a kohen, where he can go up to dichen. So therefore, if a person was not a kohen, Rashi says, he wouldn't have the ha'oza. Ha'oza means he wouldn't have the audacity, the gall to go up to dichen, because the people would say, hey, where's your certificate? Where did the rabbis permit it? The bezin is the one that gives these permissions. What right do you have to go up? Etc., etc. So says the Gemara, Mnesha Bezin Kabulim, that's why even Alexandria, if you saw a person going up to dichen, you know, he must be a bona fide kohen. Anyway, Ketanim Mias. So let's go back to the beginning of the Brayza. So we said that Nesias Kapayim, both in Eretz Yisrael, as well as in Chutz La'aretz, is Chazaka Lekuna, my lovely Yochsen. Oh, so I can be pushing my Shaila, the Malim Nesias Kapayim Li Yochsen, to Mot Loy Lechal. What it means to say is that you can go and give a person who's dichen, you can go and give him Chala to eat. Doesn't it say Nesias Kapayim Lechelik Aronis? Ma Chelik Aronis is the Yochsen. Obviously, Chelik Aronis is we're giving him Truma to eat, and therefore, what does it mean Chazak LeKahuna that you give him Malim LeYochsen? So, if Nesias Kapayim is also LeYochsen, no. Look, Chelik Aronis Kufa that you give him Malim LeChala. The fact that he gives Truma, we will allow you to go the next step and give him Chala. Why? Because Saba Truma Bezman Azeh. The fact that he gets Truma and the Gronis, and I have evidence, I have people that will stand online from here to Canarsie and say, yes, we know Yankel Smith Koyin, he goes every single season to the Gronis and they give him Truma. Based on that, the Bezin say, okay, we'll allow him to go and eat now Challah. So what difference does it make? Because even if Truma is Rabbanon, Challah is the Raisa. So that's the G'doy L'Chazaka that Rabbi Yossi said before. The evidence is sufficient, we'll allow him to go and be upgraded from Truma D'Manazeh Rabbanan to eating Challah D'Oraisa. Umaskinon mit Truma D'Rabbanan l'Challah D'Oraisa. Ukidashkechinu Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Yeshua L'Rabbanan. Like that famous story, and this is the Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Yeshua that we brought a few lines ago. Ukidapach, like we'll see in a moment. Dim Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Yeshua, Ashkechinu L'Rabbanan B'Bei Rav. I was going into Beirav. Rashi says Beirav means into the Besmedrish, where the Talmidei Chachamim were learning. And I went into Shul, into Besmedrish, and the Yasvei Ka'amri, and I heard that they were learning a pilpul mitashir, and they were saying, Be'afiluman Yavetru Bezman Azeh is Rabbonon, Chale is D'Araisa. That even according to the Man Yama that says, the Truma Bezman Azeh is Rabbonon, even today in Eretz Yisrael, it's a shaila whether the Truma that they give today is the Araisa Drabbanan. Most poskim hold that it's Drabbanan, some hold that it's the Araisa. Anyway, so I feel the man the Yomad Ruiz Mazben is Drabbanan, Chale is Menatoyer the Araisa. Why? Where do you take them from? Aren't Truman Chale basically the same? You give them to the Koyas. I'll tell you why. Sheri Zayin Shekiv Shev Zayin Shechilku Nischaivu Bechale, Vloy Nischaivu Betruma. What does Gemara mean to say? So Rashi says that when you have several times in the Torah, "V'hoye ki savoyu el ha'aretz, v'hoye ki aviyacha Hashem," that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael, when you go into Eretz Yisrael, you got to do the following things: "V'hoye ki savoyu el ha'aretz, v'hoye ki aviyacha," and those are typically referring to the mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz, about giving trumas and maizrus and shmita and yovel, all the things that apply to Eretz Yisrael. However, when it comes to challah, it says in the pasuk, V'hoye b'voyachem el ha'aretz. V'voyachem is a very strange expression. Why does it say, ki savoy, ki yaviyachem? What's the deb b'voyachem? And the Gemara darshins based on this, that here the din of challah, where it says b'voye b'voyachem, is different than all the other mitzvot luyos ba'aretz. All the other mitzvot luyos ba'aretz are only going to be mechuyev after the 14 years of kibush v'chilek. 14 years of kibush v'chilek means that for the first 7 years, Klal Yisrael had a milchama against the Shiva Amamim in Eretz Yisrael. After the wars ended, then there were mechalik al pi agoyra. In fact, yesterday's parsha dealt with it to a certain extent. That's why the Bnei God, Bnei Reuven, Rashi said they took upon themselves to stay in Eretz Yisrael, not only for the 7 years of the time of milchama, but even for the 14 years after everybody was settled and got their chalok in Eretz Yisrael, then they went back to the Eber Yard. Anyway, so what the Mor is telling us is that in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu and then Yeshua ben Nun, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, initially they were potter from Trumas and Maisus for the first 14 years. However, Chala, they were chayiv in Bevayachem. As soon as they walked into Eretz Yisrael, they were machuyiv to go and give Chala. Dr. Yimor again, Zayin Shekiv, Zayin Shechilku, Mishayiv Bechala, because it says Bevayachem, as soon as you put your foot into Eretz Yisrael, then it's chayiv Betruma until 14 years later. Haha. So therefore, they said, just like at the outset of these mitzvahs, you had Chala before you had Truma. Now, the reversal, that unfortunately we are now in Chutz Laretz, Chorban Beis HaMikdash, the same thing applies. The Chala still remains the Oiraisa, even though the Truma has fallen away, the biblical, the Truma the Oiraisa has fallen away, and we only have Truma the Rabban. That's what the Rabbanan said in the Bismedish. And I, meaning Rav Huna, Berei, Yeshua said, just the opposite, Adraba. Even those that hold the Trumas Manazer continues to be Min HaToira, Chal is Drabana. Why? The Sanya says in the Pasuk, V'vayachem ala Oret. V'vayachem, Yochem Nishen Nichnesu Lo Shnaim Ushloishim Meraglim. Since, as we said before, it doesn't say V'vayachem ki Yaviyacha. It doesn't say V'vayachem ki Savoyu. It says V'vayachem, maybe it means at the times of Moshe Rabbeinu when he sent the initial Meraglim, oh, the Meraglim, when they went Eretz Yisrael, they had to make sure to go and give challah. If they didn't bring along sandwiches, after all, they were there for 40 days. If their sandwiches wouldn't have lasted for 40 days, and they're going to eat from the local grains, then they have to make sure to give challah. Maybe that's Pshat V'Voyachem. Tamaloyman, no. B'Voyachem, which is a Loshen Rabim, B'Vias Kulchem, Amarti, V'Loy B'Vias Mitzaschem. It's got to be the Tzibur, not just a couple of meraglim. And therefore, v'chiaskinu Ezra, when Ezra and Nehemiah went up at the time of second Mishlevish, lav kulu salak, not everybody went up, says Rashi, top Rashi, that unfortunately, ruban nish'aru b'vavel, siv kalakol, ki echad arba ribay. The total number of all of those people that went back to Eretz Yisrael was only 40,000. The vast majority remained back in Chutzlaz. Ah, so therefore, one of the requirements for Chala is B'voyachem, that Klal Yisrael is there en masse. And therefore, we don't have everybody in Klal Yisrael there in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, even though Truma Bizman Hazeh could still be D'Oraisa, Chala is Drabana. And that's what the Gemara said earlier. We asked, why do you have to be Mala from the case of Chala to the case of Truma? So the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Because the fact that people are eating challah b'suria, challah today is drabanan, because you don't have the masses of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. But truma is their ice, and that was the chazaka l'kahuna that we allow them to eat not only challah, but even to go and give them truma. Okay, so we still have our question, Rabbi Isai. Once again, can you mimala menesias kapayim liyachsim? Toshima, chazaka l'kahuna menesias kapayim. Oh, a chazak al kuni. You want to know a person's a koyin? Number one, a siyas kapayim, see if he tichet. Number two, see chaligronos, and we give him truma. The edus, and see if you have edim. Now the Gemara says, an edim? He started off chazak al kuhuna. Edus chazaki? Chazaka typically means that you just look at the person and you allow him to continue with his status quo without disturbing it. He's been dichening for the last 20 years. You assume he's a kohen. Edus means that you have two edim that come in and say, we know for sure that he's a kohen. How do we know for sure? We knew his great-grandfather, and his great-grandfather was considered to be a great kohen, and we saw him in Beis HaMikdash doing avodah, blah, 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 and his grandfather, and his son, you know, and the father. You know, that's talking about edim, not just chazaka. So the words chazaka and edus, l'choira, don't stim. They don't work together. We have to explain the price a little bit differently. The Nesias Kapayim Ki Eidus, that the fact that the person has been dichening in my shul for an extended period of time, that's as if I have Eidim. No, so my Eidus Liyachsin doesn't mean Eidus for purposes of Yichus. I'm Nesias Kapayim Liyachsin, and therefore I can be poishit my Shaila, that I can be Malim and Nesias Kapayim le'yachsin. The Gemara like, Eidus haba'a mikoyach chazaka, ki chazaka. What it means to say is that even though the Eidus is only based on chazaka, it's not that I have Eidim that I know for sure that the person is a kohen. It's only based on, if you will, circumstantial evidence. Things that we see. Kehu, oh, and this is something which is familiar to us. Kehu dios lekami derabami. A person came in front of Rabbi. Amalein, he says, muchzakani bezeh shu kohen. I know that that fellow is a kohen. Amalein mari, he said, how do you know? Who told you? Amalein, shekor rishon beis haknesses. Bechesk shu kohen. I see him all the time. He gets the first aliyah in shul. He is a kohen, so I'm telling you. I've been davening together with him for 20 years. And he gets the first aliyah all the time. Yeah, is that a kohen? So tomorrow, what's the raya? Oh, you becheska shehu gadol. Maybe the reason why he gets the first aliyah is because he's a gadol. He's a grace of Talmud Chacham. And Rashi brings the Gemara Maseches Gittin that Rav Kori Bekahani, Rav always got the kohen aliyah, even though he was not a kohen. This is what it says in the Gemara, that a great Talmud Chacham, he can trump or supersede the kohen and get the first aliyah. In Shulchan Aruch it says it would not know him like that today, because who is a great Talmud Chacham and who is a shvach Talmud Chacham. So therefore, not to get into that type of distinction and differentiation, we don't allow anybody but a kohen to get the first aliyah. If there's a kohen, if there's no kohen, it's a different story. But if the kohen in shul, he always gets the first aliyah. But the Gemara is now saying, how can you go and say about Rabbi Smith that he's a kohen? Because he always got the first aliyah. Maybe because he was Taka chief rabbi. He knew Ganshas on his fingertips. Maybe that's why he got the kohen. Says, you want to tell you how I know? Shekor Acher of Levi. The person that got the aliyah after that was a Levi. And explains Rashi that if the first aliyah is given to a gadol, not a kohen, then we would not give Levi as the second aliyah, but then we would just give it to anybody in shul, we'd give it to all the Israelim. And therefore, that would be an indication that he's talking getting an aliyah, not because he's a kohen, but because he's a gadol. The fact that this individual, this Rabbi Smith, whenever he got an aliyah, the next aliyah was always given to a Levi, is a chasimen that he must be a kohen. Based on this, so that's what he more meant to say, Eidus haba mikoyach chazak. The Edom came and said, we don't really know he's a kohen, you are a kohen ish. But one thing we do know is that he always got the first aliyah, and not because of his godless, but because he's a kohen. And similarly, how would the Oslo come to Rishu ben Levi? Levi. I know he's a Levi. And Rashi says, enough to minister to go and give him Masa Rishoy. Omele Mar Isa, how do you know? Omele Shekor Shedi Mizekness. He always got the second aliyah. Nu, Becheska Shehu Levi. Fetimah, what's the right? Maybe Becheska Shehu Godel. Maybe the reason why he got the second aliyah always, he was also a godel. In other words, the first aliyah went to one godel, and he went, and he's a second greiser roof. So Rabbi Smith always got the kohen aliyah. He was not a kohen, just a great rabbi. And Rabbi Jones always got the second aliyah. He was also a greiser rabbi. Maybe because of godel. So Dvar Shekar Lefon of Kohen. No. Always before Rabbi Jones got his levi, the person before him got kohen. And after the kohen always goes Levi. So I know for sure that he's a Levi, even though we never saw him eating Maaser or people giving Maaser Rishon to him. Truth of the matter is, anybody can eat Maaser, even a Zohar. But we never saw Chilek Ronis that we gave him Maasers. We just know that he always got the second Aliyah. Says Yimar, that's enough. That's the Eidus al Pi Chazak. And the Leo, the Kshu ben Levi, the Leviya al Pi. He gave him the, he called him, he says, okay, Rabbi Yisai, confirm Levi. So that's what it meant in the Brisa when it said Eidus.
You say Chilek Ronis, we're talking in this, it's the broader, it's
Chilek Ronis means
the
that
grains and the wine and also olives.
Olives, you're doing that, that's your right.
Yeah, those are the, all those
categories of Diraisa. More said in a couple of cases that we're talking about even Betrum and Rabbanan, then it would already be across the board other stuff too in Eretz Yisrael, as well as in Chutzlar. Well, in Chutzlar, everything is Truma
Drabanan. They still give Truma of everything in Eretz Yisrael?
They do, but they do not give it to the Kohanim, because we don't have any Kohanim Yuchasim today. No Kohen today can prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that he happens to be a Kohen. In fact, they tell the story about the Vilna Goyim. The Vilna Goyim only was concerned that he was not going to be yoitz in the mitzvah of pinyin ben. Pinyin ben, you have to go and give the five shekalim to a kohen. How do I know this person a kohen? I assume he's a kohen. He's always been getting kohen and shul, the diachanan, but not. How do I know for sure? So he would, every time he met a new kohen, he would always give him another five shekalim. Maybe he did this 20 times in his life, maybe he did it 50 times in his life, until he came across a kohen, a Rappaport, because the Rappaports were considered to be kohanim miyuchasim. He gave a kohen, gave five shekalim to Rappaport, and then he said, okay, he's a kohen miyuchas, I don't have to give any more after that. So the point is, today, unfortunately, our kohanim, we assume they're kohanim, but we wouldn't allow them to eat truma, because if chas v'sholem, he's not a real kohen, and he's eating truma, chas v'sholem, there's misa b'day shemayim. Chalzar le'kodesh, I'm sorry?
They burn it?
They burn it. They either they burn it or they discard it.
You can let it to a goy?
I'm sorry, once again?
You cannot give it to a goy.
To a goy, you can't give it to a goy, no. What you have to do is you have to either burn it or you let it rot. And since min ha-toyra truma chita achas peteris sakri, even though midraban you have to give 1 out of 40, 1 out of 50, 1 out of 60, but since we don't know where the kayanim are today, you just go and take one chita, you could have a million bushels, just take one bushel or one stalk of grain, that will be your truma, that's the one that you either let it rot, or you'll give it to you, burn it, etc. As far as maisers are concerned, they're mafresh maiser rishon, since we don't know who the Leviim are for sure. My solution is mutter even to a czar. So they're mafish it, but then anybody can go in.
Also, they're not from that, so
that already is your. Okay, so you're getting, okay, Mitzvah, we go through all the halachas at Tluyas Barat, Shir, Mitzvah, we'll go through that as well. What are they doing about Master Sheni? What about Sa'ani? Yeah.
No, but that's what you're saying, but I'm saying that's
Truma.
It's still a Truma
element. It's within the Master Rishon. Yeah, yeah. If in many Sidurim, not so much the American Sidurim, but the Israeli Sidurim, they have, just like you have between Shachris and Mincha, you have all those things which are negir throughout the day, like benching and brachas and things, and tefillas aderech and things of that nature. In many of the Yisrael Sidurim, they have a short paragraph, a frushes trumas and maestras, where you, if most people today, of course, buy from a store where there's a big hashkacha saying that all trumas and maestras are given, you don't have to worry about it. But if you're buying from a place that you're not sure, and then there's a paragraph to say, a fresh Trumas of Mises, that I put this aside, I put that aside. I remember I was a Bochur Yeshiva, this goes back eons ago, so at that time you didn't have that many products that were under the Hashgacha of the Bezen Tzedek or Rav Landau or whatever, so when we used to get foods and we weren't sure, we used to go and separate them on the plate, and we put it aside, and we wouldn't eat that, and we would say, this part is Truman, this part is Mice, and this is Master Shane, you know, and then after that, it was discarded. But anyway, you can look up that paragraph in the
Chamura.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a big problem.
Another problem. Okay, let's not get to problems, let's get to solutions. So we're getting back to our Gemara now, and the fact that it said back in that Bryce, the word Eidus, what it meant is Eidus of Chazaka. Not that I have crystal clear Eidus that the person is a Kohen, but I have the Chazaka, and two people said, yeah, yeah, he always got Kohen, he always got Truma, etc. Good. Ha'ud Yosan Kamadir Rish Lakish. A person came in front of Rish Lakish. Omalei, Luchsakani Bezeshu Kohen. I know that he's a Kohen. Omalei Mari, so how do you know? Omalei Shekar Rish of his classes. I always saw that he got the first Ali in Shul. Is the Kohen? Omalei, so he asked him, Belosha Bitmia, Re'isav Shechidak Al HaKoronois. Did you also see that he got Truma at the Goyren? Amaloi Rebelos. And this is Reish Lakish speaking. Both Reish Lakish, as you know, was both a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan as well as the brother-in-law of Rabbi Yochanan. And Rebelos ben Pedos, the Amoira, was also a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rebelos is telling his colleague, he's saying to Reish Lakish, V'imein Shem Goyren, Botla Kahuna. What happens if you live in a community where there are no Goyrenes? For instance, if you wanted to ask about any person here on the west side, do you know he's a Kohen? No one would be able to go and say, well, I witnessed him taking Truma out in the Goyren, because we don't live in an agricultural society or an agricultural environment. People that live in rural communities, yeah, yeah, but here in New York, if you live on the west side, no one's going to go and tell you Eid is based on Chilek HaGronis. So therefore, Reb Lozar was a little bit critical of Reish Lakish, and he said, why isn't enough that we have testimony that he got Koyin each time in Shul? You're asking about Chilek HaGronis, and if there are no Chilek HaGronis, Balik Ohuna! that's the end of that story. But we're going to get back to the story again in a moment. Zimnan Habiyasa Kamad Rabbi Yochanan. On other occasions, Reish Lakish was sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. And similarly, a story came in front of him that a person wanted to be recognized as a Kohen. And Adam came and said, Yo, I know he's a Kohen because he always got Rishon b'Beis Knesset, he always got the first Aliyah. Omli Reish Lakish, Re'isim Shechilek al Hagoyren. Same thing as Reish Lakish asked in the previous case. Did you ever see that he got Truma at the Goyren? Omli Rabbi Yochanan. Now, before it was Reb Lozer. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, who was the Rebbe, was saying that Reish Lakish. V'im ein shem goyren balakuna. If you have no raya legabi chilek gronis about getting truma, are you going to say he's not a kohen? And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan is being critical of Reish Lakish. You don't have to go that far. If you have people saying that he always had kohen, that's genug. When Reish Lakish heard this from Rabbi Yochanan, he got upset at Rabbi Lazar. Why was he looking at him in a bad way? Askance. Oh, very good term. He looked at him askance. Why? Amr Shamas Mili de Banafka Veloy Amris Lan Mishmei. Why did I have to repeat my mistake a second time? In the first case, when you told me in Ainsham Goyin Butla Kahuna, why didn't you say that a story like this happened in front of the Rebbe, in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, if there's no Goyren, Bala Kuna, if you had told me that time, I wouldn't have said now in front of Rabbi Yochanan, oi, do you have a raya evidence of Chilek Aronis? And therefore, Rabbi Lazar, why didn't you tell me? I thought this is your saying on your own Svara. No, your own Svara, no, you're my colleague, you're my peer. But if you'd have told me that the Rebbe said this, that Rabbi Yochanan said it, then I wouldn't have repeated again and asked him, Re'isir Shechidek Ala Goyden. Therefore, he looked at him askance, why didn't you tell me? Omar, Shamas Mili de Barnafcha. You heard something from Barnafcha. Barnafcha is a reference to Rabbi Yochanan. Either literally, Barnafcha is a smith, and therefore he's saying that Rabbi Yochanan, the son of the smith, Yochanan's father apparently was a Napach, he was a smith, and he's saying, you heard something from the Rebbe, from Rabbi Yochanan, Barnafcha, why didn't you tell me? But others say that the word Barnafcha is a euphemistic term, that Rabbi Yochanan was a very handsome individual, and therefore he's saying Barnafcha not to give him an ayin hara, but to go and say, you know, the one that's blackened like a Barnafcha. That's for those of you that have over here the Moisef Rashi on the right hand margin. It's in my Gemara, it's to the right of the on the top. Barnafcha, Rabbi Yochanan Mikri Barnafcha the Kula Shas. Kmoi man ayil Barnafcha. Near Lamoid, this is a Rashi we're quoting from Sanhedrin. Near Lamoid, the Ovisher Rabbi Yochanan have a Nafcha. That's why it's called Bar Nafcha, because his father was a Napach, he was a Schmidt. Ulahachi Mikri Bar Nafcha. That's one shot. The Islam of Farshi Bar Nafcha, Hashem Yoifyai. He was so handsome, so therefore they said, you know, the blackened one, so therefore not to give him an Ayin Hara, they didn't refer to him as being the attractive one, they said the Shvach. Everybody knew what they meant by that. Okay, getting back to the Gemara. Rabbi Rabbi Chia, we're four lines before the wide line. Rabbi Chia Chad, Hela Ben Avi Aviv the Kuna. One of them, we allowed the son to be a Kohen based on the testimony, the attestation of the father. V'chad Hela Ach Alpi Ochiv Lilevia. And we allowed, based on one brother telling about his brother, he said, yo, he's a lady. What does this all mean? Says Gemara, this is Rabbi and Rabbi Chia. The sign that Rabbi Hela Ben Alpi Ochiv Lilevia, the sign of the Rabbis, Harshibavi Omar, Beniza. This is my son, the Koyinu, and he's a Koyin. Ne'malachinu b'truma, ve'ne'malasiyo isha divrei Rebbe. And why did we need him to go and say, b'ni zeh, the Koyinu? So says, the Toisis, you see the fourth Toisis from the top, it's about eight lines from the top of the oven. Hari she'oma b'ni zeh, the Koyinu, meninoket b'ni zeh, the Koyinu, mashu she'ni yedua lanu, imhu b'nai. V'balahoy, she b'nai, v'shu Koyin, she'ne ben grusha. We have a young man who comes here to davening. We don't really know who he is. So one day, Mr. Cohen, Rabbi Cohen says, you know this man? That's my son. Oh, I never knew that. He's been davening here now for months. And we don't like to advertise these things. He's a lovely guy. He's my son. And you don't have to worry. He's a Kohen. Of course, you're a Kohen. Of course, he's a Kohen. Yeah, but I didn't marry a Grusha. He's not a Cholol. He's a full-fledged Kohen. So therefore, says the Gemara, this is what the person came in and said the story in front of the Rabbi. Hashubavi Omar, and he's my son, he's a kohen. He's believed for truma purposes, give him, but don't allow him to go and marry in your family based on this testimony of the father. And here's where Rashi, which we quoted before, Lasia Isha, the last three lines, just because the father said that he happens to be a kohen, fine, let him dichem, let him be truma, but don't necessarily assume that you can go and take him as your son-in-law. If you're allowing him to eat truma, why don't you allow him to get married? You know, what's the difference? I'll tell you why. The father receives truma from all the people that are giving truma, and he gives it to his son, and the son is part of the household, so it's biyodoy to feed him truma. You can go and feed your son truma, but you can't go and feed him a wife. You can't force a person to marry. Look at all the singles in the community. If fathers could force their sons and their daughters to get married, oh, everybody would be married. But nobody can force anyone. And therefore, that's why he has nemanis for this one. He doesn't have nemanis for that one. This time, oops, l'choy avarai, that's Taka Rebbe that says you can do it al pi of. Umid Rebbe hel ben al pi aviv, l'kuna, Rebbe hel es ach al pi achiv l'levia. So, since by default, remember the Gemara started off, Rebbe Rebchia, chad hela ben al pi aviv, the chad hela ach al pi achiv, we've brought the first brisa to show that Rebbe allowed for male ben al pi aviv. So by default, Reb Chiya was Heles Ach Al Pi Achiv L'Levia. Break Timara. Reb Chiya Maishna Ben Deloy Karavu Eitzel Aviv Ach Nami Karavu Eitzel Achiv. Gemara is saying is, it sounds like that there's a machloikis between Rebbe and Reb Chiya. That Rebbe allowed for the son. Reb Chiya said, not for the son for Truma, but I allow for a brother for L'Levia. So break Timara. Maishna Ben, why Ben would you not allow to Loy Karavu Eitzel Aviv? Because he's saying, isn't he a karveit lover? How can you go and believe the father for the son? So achnami karveit lachiv. They have the same problem with two siblings, two brothers. Says the Gemara that Reb Chiya is referring to siach lefi tumai. If a person comes to say hagodas edus, then of course kroivim apsulim the edus. I wouldn't believe the father. I wouldn't believe the brother. Which case do I believe Reb Chiya misiach lefi tumai? Misiach lefi tumai means that a person is just talking, and from the talk, I am medayik and I learned certain things. What are you talking about? A person who was in Bismedish, it was Kiddush time, and he was just kind of talking and talking and talking. And what was he saying? I remember when I was a kid, and I would often ride on the piggyback on the shoulders of my father. At the end of the day, at the end of all the shiurim and all the lessons and all the classes, he would take me home from Beis HaSefer, from school, Vishituni Eskutanti, and then he would go and take off my clothing, Vitpiluni, and he would put me in the mikveh, he would toivel me. Lecho betum ala erev, so by the time I came home at night, it would be Tzeis HaKachavim, he would be able to go and eat truma. Reb Chiya Masayim, but when Reb Chiya heard this story, he said, and I heard further details, that this young man who is talking now to Kiddush and saying, I remember when I was a little kid that my father used to take me on his shoulder and he would trifle me. And he also added the chavera bedel mi mani. And my chaverim used to go and stay away from me. They would all, wouldn't get close to me. And they gave me the name Yoichanan eating chalas. In other words, that he was a guy. So what the Gemara is telling us is not only Reb Chiya, but even Rebbe, they were mal lekun al piv. Why? Mesich lefitumai. He didn't come to go and give edus and a bezin, but he's just talking. From the talk, I was able to derive, why would a father every single day take him to the mikveh? Now, why taka did he have to go to the mikveh on a daily basis? Says Rashi, because the children would often be mitapeach ba'ashpois, you see the top Rashi, Stam Tinek, a little kid. Nowadays, kids go and play with all types of games and all types of toys. They didn't have all those toys many, many years ago. So therefore, Mitapeach Ba'ashways, they used to go and rummage around in the garbage dumps, and there were dead shrotzim over there. And by definition, they got tummy on a regular basis, a daily basis. So the fathers used to go and take the kohanim father used to go and take the children on a daily basis to the mikveh, and at night they'd be able to go and eat truma. Based on that, Mesich Lefi Tumai, Reb Chiya and Rebbe said, yeah, good, we can go and make him, allow him to be a Kohen. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai Zagimensh. Good having you.
Interesting.